called again. Foot pass.
She told the deputy that she wouldn't be able to sleep the rest of the night. I might call her. She's like,
Griselda?
Hi.
Yes.
Hi. Yeah, can we talk to you? Sorry to bother you.
Are you kidding? Yeah, because I was sleeping, right?
His name's Francisco. I'm Jared.
Hi.
Sorry to bother you.
No, you're good.
It's late. Or it's early. Gotcha. So it's basically...
Oh,
and
sorry.
It's all right.
I just moved in, so
okay.
Obviously...
No problem.
There's not.
No problem. So we wanted to get a statement from you regarding the same thing. And then I know you gave the one deputy a statement already.
Right.
Just want to, anything that you had remembered. So I want you to take us from start to finish, like beginning with what caused you to wake up or whatnot.
No, absolutely. I heard the screeching sound of a car.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, like this huge like crash. Right away, like, I just jumped out of bed because my daughter wasn't home. She was going to the movies with her friend. So
okay.
My first thought was like, shit, Steph, you know, okay. as a mom. And I got up and I ran to the balcony.
Okay.
And I didn't see anything. So I grabbed my phone and then I saw a text from her saying, I'm sleeping at Sarah's. So I'm like, oh, okay, I'm good.
Right, good.
Now let me see what's going on. And I didn't see anything from the balcony. So I went over to my restroom because there's a window there, and I looked out the window, and there's a truck that I didn't realize was in the trees.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was just on the side of the road, but I saw, I think, a red tail light and a white tail light. So I saw that it was on, and I just thought, okay, I don't know if that was part of the accident, or is that somebody that saw an accident? Like, I had no idea what it
right.
was. It was out there for a little bit till I saw one of the cop cars come and he did a U-turn. And then once he did the U-turn and then I saw him flash the lights, I realized that the truck was in the trees.
Okay.
By that time, the guy had gotten out of the truck already and had proceeded to start walking up the little trail.
Okay.
I guess like up the hill. Stopped when he saw the truck. Stopped when he saw the cop car coming, and then another cop car, I believe it was two of them, came back this way and stopped. And then the guy was just watching. He was facing that way, looking at the guy, at the cop car that had pulled this way, and then walked back down to his truck. And then this cop got out of the car and I guess started telling him something. And then he just proceeded to walk towards the cops.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you hear what the guy was saying?
I didn't hear what he said. And I believe, I thought I heard the cops say something along the lines of like, buddy, get down. And then I didn't hear anything else.
Okay.
But they were definitely talking and they were definitely saying something to you.
Do you know how much time happened from when the first cop pulled up and made the U-turn to where the second car pulled in?
I mean, you mean before they got here? Or
no, like, so the red truck's there, you said the first cop that got here made a U-turn, right?
U-turn.
How long before
the other cop
arrived?
I mean, it was seconds. I
oh, okay,
were,
so
yeah,
it was boom, boom,
yeah,
quick.
It was quick.
So, this is all across the street, right?
Right.
The street, I guess, to the west, to the right, is...
Duesenberg.
And then the street to the left.
That's Westlake.
Westlake, okay. So, which... The patrol car, which was it?
The patrol car was coming down...
From Duesenberg?
Yes. from this way.
So it was going from
going towards towards Westlake.
Okay.
And then did a U-turn.
Did it pass the truck?
Passed the truck, but it was slowed down. Passed the truck and came back around and faced the truck.
So that's when you said it made a U-turn?
That's when it made the U-turn, okay. And that's when I saw that the truck was actually in the trees.
Did you see what color the truck was?
It's red.
Okay. Now, you said that somebody got out of that truck, am I correct?
Yes.
Do you know what the guy looked like?
I mean, he looked like a pretty big built... I can't tell the, you know, but ethnicity, but he looked Hispanic.
Yeah. Okay.
But he was a good build.
Clothing description?
Dark sweatshirt, and okay. I believe jeans.
Okay.
Okay. So now you describe the guy walking.
Yeah, he was walking. So he gets out of his truck. His truck is in the trees, gets out of his truck, and starts walking. This way.
Up the hill?
Yeah, I mean, he didn't get far up the hill. Must have taken maybe 10 steps.
Okay.
I would say 10 steps away from his truck, like walking towards the hill, going back up the hill.
Okay.
And once he saw that the cop turned around, he kind of stopped and kind of like looked over to see, I guess, if it was a cop. I don't know.
And mm-hmm. He's still from the hill? He's still on the hill at this time?
He's still on the hill. He's still maybe like 10 steps away from his truck. And then he looks at the cop car. The cop, you know, obviously turns around. And then he just stands there. And I don't see him walking until the other cop arrives. Then he kind of just like walks over to his truck and then starts walking over to the other cops that arrived.
No. His hands, did he have any gestures or?
It seemed like, I didn't see anything in his hands, but he was definitely like, you know, more like, come on. Like.
So like the challenging motion?
Yeah, it definitely looked threatening. It definitely looked like he was into like,
peacocking.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
It wasn't like, let me put my hands up or anything. It was like all right, come on, let's
puffing
go.
His chest up.
Pretty much. Yeah. Because even in my head, I was like, dude, this is not going to end well. Like, don't.
Did you hear the guy say anything at that point?
I didn't hear anything. I didn't. And again, my adrenaline rush was like,
okay.
So I didn't hear anything. I only heard what I thought was, you know, buddy, get down.
So walk us through that. After you hear Buddy get down and he's not listening, tell us about that.
The guy then proceeds to walk towards the officers, and the officer is walking kind of towards him, and then there's another officer right behind him.
Okay. Can you see anything in the officer's hands?
Oh, well, he's definitely pointing the gun at him.
Okay. And what's the distance between that person that was in the truck and the officers?
There's not a lot of distance because the guy proceeds to walk towards them.
Okay.
So.
At that point, where are the officers at?
They were first in their car. I mean, like by the door, okay. And then they start kind of walking towards him as well.
Where's that car? Like, where's the car parked, or where's the car?
Well, the truck is here, so the guy's walking down the hill.
Okay.
Towards the cops, the cop car is obviously across the street. Kind of just tilted this way.
So you said it's on the street, the truck's on the street?
No, the truck is on the...
Oh, I'm sorry, the cop car?
Yeah, the cop car is... It's the one that came this way, and it's just facing that way.
I've seen it. So the one that's in the middle of the street?
Correct.
Okay. Correct. So they're near that driver's door?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you know what color the gun that the cop had was?
What color the gun?
I have no idea.
I'm assuming it's black.
Did you see it?
No.
Okay.
No. I definitely saw him holding it, but I don't know. I didn't.
How was he holding the gun?
With both hands.
Both hands?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you see? So there's a total of three officers here.
I can't see the one that did the U-turn
because
the light is shining. So
yeah, he has the floodlights on.
I'm assuming he's there. I can't physically see if he's out of the car or in the car.
So you don't know where that one is, but the two are like shoulder to shoulder, maybe a little bit staggered.
So one of them's behind them?
Yes.
The other one's there.
Okay. And they're engaged, obviously pointing their guns at this person.
And this person
And he's refusing.
He's
still doing the.
Towards them, yeah.
Okay.
Do you hear the cops say him stop or besides get down, buddy?
No, I don't. I can see them talking, but I can't hear anything.
So you see their lips moving?
Yeah, they're definitely.
Do you see the person's lips moving as far as the crash truck?
Yes.
Do you see his lips moving as well?
Yes, he's definitely communicating with them.
But you don't know what he's saying.
I have no idea what they're saying. I can't hear.
So you saw that guy that thinks Hispanic with a dark hoodie. Do you see anybody else?
No.
That associated to the red truck?
No. I only saw one person.
Did you see anybody else out around that might have witnessed this?
No. I didn't see anybody else.
Now, as he's advancing, at some point, something happens, right? Can you tell us about right. that?
What do you mean, as he's walking?
Yeah.
Well, then, they obviously tell him quite a few times to get down. He doesn't.
Did you hear that? Tell him a few times?
Well, I mean, I could see the mouths moving, okay. So I'm assuming that. I just heard that one time where I think it was Buddy, get down.
Okay.
And then they just continue. I can see that there's a communication going, but I can't hear anything.
Okay.
And the person's advancing.
Correct. The person's advancing, and then that's when I hear the gunshots. Then they start shooting him. I mean, from what I think, they must have shot him like 5 times before he even went down, because he still proceeded to walk towards them as they were shooting him.
Okay. Do you know which officer was shooting, or both? Could you see muzzle flashes?
I swear I saw the first one. Not the one in the back.
Okay, so the one closest?
Right. That's the one that was
okay.
doing the shooting.
And I know you said you think there was 5 shots. What makes you think there was 5 shots?
Well, because as soon as he started shooting, the guy still kept walking. I was like, oh my God, like, dude, they're shooting you and you're not going down. So it was just like clock, 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 clock.
Can you say that one more time? And like the, including the, pauses, how long it was between each shot that you remember?
I mean, I have no idea, to be honest with you. I mean, it was just claw, claw, and then I think it was like 3 of them, and then a couple seconds, a few more.
So there's 3, brief pause, and maybe a volley
exactly.
of 2 more?
Like very, very brief, and then he's still tapped.
What, if you were to estimate the distance between the person that was advancing on the police and then the police, what would the distance be between those?
I mean, it was probably where you're at to the window.
Okay, so that's more than 10 feet, about
right.
15 feet maybe?
Pretty much, because the guy kept walking towards them.
Okay.
Do you mind if I just walk?
No, please do. Like, it was just...
I want 9 steps.
Okay.
I mean, it was pretty close. It was pretty
yeah.
close, but the guy kept walking towards them.
Okay.
After he eventually went down, right?
Right.
So, did you see that?
I did.
Okay.
So tell me what happened.
I mean, like when they were shooting him, I fell to his knees and then to his side.
Okay. And then what happened?
And then I believe they continued to shoot him.
When he was on the ground?
Yes.
Okay.
From what I saw.
All right. And then anything else happened after that?
No, as soon as like he hit the floor, then they like kind of just approached him in a very careful way.
Mm-hmm.
Just approached him and then just, checked him.
Is this both officers?
Both officers, and then I saw other officers approaching.
Okay.
As
well. So multiple.
Right.
So after the two went in, there were several others that came
right.
in it to
check him out or make sure.
And do you know what happened after that? So the bus arrived. Did you see? So what happened?
No. Then they just like turned him around, and I guess were checking him. And then I remember at one point, like I left the bathroom to go check on my boys, make sure that they were still
right.
asleep. And then I went back, and then they had already, then there was just, because at first it was the 2 cops that were checking him, and then it was the whole, I don't know how many
okay.
cops. Yeah.
How many were you estimate there were after?
I don't know, 5 or 6.
Five, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and I remember when the cops pulled up, the ones coming this way, not the one that had done the YouTube, they pulled up, the fire department also pulled up right next to them, and they must have told them to, like, back up, and then they backed up side as well. I mean, I do have a couple pictures if you want to.
Yes.
Okay.
You if you want to see them.
Definitely.
So, I don't know how clear they. So, I mean, that's...
So that photo you're sending us, once that...
That's as soon as, I guess it happened.
Okay.
So, see, it's just two of them.
Okay.
And then that's... And that's pretty much, I mean, you can't tell it's a window.
Okay. Can you send me those photos?
Absolutely.
I'll take all of them, never mind.
No, absolutely.
Okay. Here's a card. That's my cell number. If anything pops into your head, you know, obviously these are stressful situations.
Right.
Adrenaline's flowing, I mean, just like you said.
My adrenaline was flowing racing. Because my daughter was not home.
Right.
So that's the reason that, like, I jumped up and was like, shit, Steph.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Griselda, can I just confirm your information?
Absolutely.
So Griselda, G-R-I-S-E-L-D-A.
It's G-R-I-Z with the Z, like a zebra. Mm-hmm.
Your phone number 818. I know you said you have your boys here. How old are they?
My one is 16 and one is 8. So the 8 one is like knocked out.
Mm-hmm.
The 16-year-old just heard the shots. And he's never heard shots in his life.
What's his name?
So he was just like, he didn't come out till after. He's like, "Mom, where are those shots?"
Okay. Yeah. I'll give you my phone.
Yeah.
Or you could text him. You could text him to him. Those files.
Yeah, just text him and I'll forward it to him.
Okay.
No worries. Yeah, so as you, through the week, as you digest this situation, something might come up.
Okay.
And if it does, please don't hesitate, call.
Okay.
My phone's on 24/7 because of details like this, all the pieces of the puzzle.
Right.
And even if you think it's minute or not important, don't hesitate. Just call because there might be something, a piece of the puzzle that we're missing that might be it.
Well, I'm just praying that his camera was on.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
What's your son's last name?
26/16? Yes.
Would it be possible to talk to Mar later on this morning? Just to see what he heard?
It's mostly just because all the witnesses, even the ones that just hear something, they're still witnesses, you know?
Right.
Because maybe he heard something different,
right.
Like 10 shots or...
I'll talk to him first and see if he's comfortable with that. And then,
absolutely.
Which I'm sure
you understand.
He will be.
And you could be right there with them too. So,
yeah.
It's not a big deal.
No, that's fine. As long as he's okay and he's comfortable with it.
Is that you?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm getting it.
I'm texting you the
pictures. Thank you.
No, not
how many pictures in total?
You just want the clear ones?
We took all of them.
All of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, is this one of those house vacuums?
Yes. I have seen one before because I'm in real estate.
Uh-huh.
And I had no idea what it was. And then when I moved here and I had the housekeeper come, she's like, "Oh, you've got one of these." I'm like, "What is that?" And it's in the garage. And she like showed me how
you just plug in a hose,
you
huh?
You plug in the hose and you just, I'm like, yeah. That's
nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool, huh?
I was like, okay. So there's that one and then there's like one in the hallway.
Nice.
So, all right. Sure. But I've never used it, so. Yeah, send them all. So they're not very clear, but.
And you don't have beta surveillance by any chance?
I'm sorry?
Beta surveillance.
No, I don't.
Do you know if there's any other beta surveillance?
Not that I know of. Because I was just checking to see if there was, because my car got keyed on Friday night.
Oh.
Like, I literally just moved in a couple weeks ago. So I was like, really? So it happened between Friday night, like between 4:30 in the evening to 7 in the morning, Saturday. So
that stinks.
Like, all right.
Do you know how many photos and reports are?
That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
I got 16 so far, so.
Well, including the first one that I sent?
Let me see. Oh, maybe that that came in a different thread. Yeah. Okay. Because these are all together.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should. Okay. Do you have any questions for us?
No, I mean, obviously I saw that they did the tape.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys are still here in the morning, is there any way that I can take my car out this way, or you just can't move it? Or
we'll make arrangements to get you through work. Is there another?
There's an exit.
Yeah, that's not a problem. This one is going
to
be.
Because I know that my son was like, sweet, I don't have to go to school. And I was like, well, sure you do. I was like, no, yeah, you do.
All right, yeah.
I figured out if I have to get somebody here to pick you up, then that's what I'll do, but.
Seriously,
it's like, no, you're not.
Yeah, if you think you have trouble, just call me. I'm sure I'll be here. If the tape's still here, maybe. One of us is still here. Yeah. So, all right.
Perfect.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
No, you're welcome. And FYI, my brother's
an
LAPD.
Oh.
They moved to use the machine mode, and they moved them over to
the
block. Okay.
Okay.
Is he also?
No.
First name.
What is he, patrol, or does he do investigative work? Well, does he wear a tie, or does he wear a uniform?
No, uniform.
Okay.
Well, uniform. No,
good times. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Have a good night.
Awesome. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.